Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. New sanctions against Iran will make a bad economic situation even worse. That's a concern and an opportunity for Sat-7 Pars, Christian satellite television for the Iranian people. Sat-7's David Harder says young people are especially troubled.
More sanctions for them will just mean one more thing that makes their future outlook more difficult. So many people are spiritually searching. They're wondering, they're not finding answers. And they are using their satellite dishes to get information that they couldn't get any other way.
Next, Senegal is a moderate Muslim country. Farms International's Nathan McLaughlin says Christians there face hurdles when it comes to eking out a living. They recently helped one family buy art supplies for the paintings they made and sold to the tourists and hospitality industries. That led to an open door because,
you know, they've been a part of farms. The increased tithing, the witness and the testimony really helps to spread the gospel in areas that are very close to the gospel right now.
McLaughlin says the church is now able to build on a future in Senegal.
Farms is just providing these people a level playing field by providing them money that they need to build a business that's productive.
And the president of Far East Broadcasting Company, Greg Harris, has been elected as chairman of the executive committee of World by Radio. World by Radio is a media consortium dedicated to reaching the world for Christ through a collection of major radio companies, including FEBC, Transworld Radio, and HCJB Global. With their collective strengths, it's exciting to see the evangelistic impact they'll have on the world. Pray for Harris as he undertakes his new duties. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB Global is making available A Bridge into Missions, a comprehensive guide to mission trip preparation. Get your free book at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.